just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We're joined this morning, as we always are, to start our call with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys for a big 28-26 victory at Norfolk State. Saw some video afterwards. Pretty emotional scene in the locker room and on the field for your guys. Before we talk about that game, just talk what it meant to get that first victory.
Oh, it was awesome. You know, our guys have faced a lot of challenges and adversity here the first few weeks of the season. And I was just so happy for them to see, you know, their hard work between the coaches and the players finally show up in the win column. So super, super excited for our kids. And it's something, although it's just one win, it's something for us to really build on going forward.
A lot to certainly talk about in this one, but let's start with your quarterback. True freshman Kevin White gets his first start in his hometown, which I'm sure was a big deal for him, and he certainly performed for you. A 65-yard touchdown run on the second play of the game, finished with 115 yards and two touchdowns on the ground, also 98 yards through the air. Just talk about his performance and what went into giving him that first start.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of felt like Kevin has a really unique skill set. He's a young player, obviously being a true freshman, but he's got elite speed. He's got a really, really good arm, got great arm strength and accuracy. And with some of the challenges that we've had the first few weeks of the season, we figured, and we talk about this all the time, that we're evaluating every player, every play, every day. We felt like Kevin would give us the best chance to win this game going into it. And, you know, he made some freshman mistakes, but he also provided a huge spark for our offense and for our team in general.
First question this morning from Martin Arducci. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, Coach. I wanted to ask you about your linebacker, B.J. Turner. 19 tackles the other day. Does he have potential beyond college? Are there any pro teams that have talked to you about him?
You know, this whole plan at the next level thing is kind of interesting. And what one of the things we stress to our guys all the time is just be productive. Be productive and get on teams' radars. And he has unquestionably done that. He's played at an extremely high level. He's super intelligent. He's got a great work ethic, great motor. He's tough. He has a lot of those tangible and intangible traits that teams are looking for at the next level. And, you know, and I got friends in, you know, pro personnel, and, you know, they have their specifics of what they're looking for. And I just say, hey, just do the best you can while you're here, and then let the rest of it take care of itself.
What makes him so productive? Because it's not like this was his first productive game.
No, he's extremely intelligent. He asks great questions. He knows the nuances of what we're doing defensively, and he studies offensive football, and it's important to him. And so when you combine those things, it makes for a – you know, what's been really one of the best defensive performances in FCS football thus far this season, you know?
Coach, one other thing. What do you see when you're looking at Villanova, a team coming off a real tough performance against Albany?
I see a very well-coached team, a talented team with playmakers at the various skill position offensively. They got veteran players along the front defensively, several grad transfer players that are providing good quality play for them. And you know, Coach Ferrante's done a great job. He's been there before. They know how to win. So it's going to be a very challenging opponent for us.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach, one more thing just on BJ. We talked about it in the Player of the Week read. Norby State comes back and gets within two. The decision to blitz there at the end and his ability to get to the quarterback, how huge of a play was that?
It was phenomenal. You know, we worked these two-minute end-of-game scenario. Sometimes two-point plays needed to win the game from both sides. Offense, you got to get the two-point, and defensively, you have to stop it. And, you know, one thing we wanted to make sure, we weren't going to sit back and play coverage and let the quarterback be comfortable in the pocket, and You know, Coach Jay-Z did a great job of dialing up the pressure. BJ did a great job of executing it. And, you know, it, as we said to our guys at the end, it's not always going to be pretty. You just got to keep fighting, fighting and straining to the end. And then when your moment comes to make the play, rise up and make it. And BJ did.
Next question from Kyle Kennedy. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. Congratulations on the win and getting that first sort of real breakout performance from the offense. How important is that for sort of establishing, you know, confidence moving forward to be able to continue building on that?
It's very important because we went into the game, you know, down a couple of starters on the offensive line. And so we talk about the next man up mentality and being able to run the football and run the football with authority. We still have some work to do in our passing game. We really want to become a little more balanced in what we're doing. But, you know, to be able to go in and beat a team that, you know, had gone on the road and beat another CAA team, you know, twice earlier this season, we felt was a real breakthrough moment for us. You know, as we start to get some of our guys back, really just, you know, adds added momentum going into the rest of the season for us.
Thank you.
Coach, I know the passing game wasn't where you'd like it to be, but, you know, almost 100 yards of Monte Jones, a big part of that, three catches for 76 yards after only having two through the first three games in the season. Talk about the game that he had.
Yeah, he, you know, one of the catches was, you know, absolutely phenomenal. He went up and, you know, high pointed the ball between two defenders. You know, he's got excellent speed and quickness. And as our passing game evolves, he's going to be a centerpiece of what we're doing. He's a very talented young man, you know, from the 757 area code. And so I think he, you know, had a little extra motivation of showing out, you know, at home. And, you know, like I said earlier, I think with Kevin under center, he brings a different element to our offense. And if we can establish the run game and just get some maturity with him in the passing game, our success chances go up greatly.
Yeah, along with Kevin's big day, Kenji Christian with another good game. He's had a great year, but 118 yards and a couple of touchdowns. With the quarterback run with him, do you feel like, you know, that's going to open some things up for the passing game and really provide that balance on offense?
I really do. You know, I think when teams have to defend the entire field, and we talk about designing plays that are going to challenge the force also, and not just being a downhill running team, which we, you know, we are, but we want plays that can get on the perimeter. And when people have to load up the box to try to stop the running game, we have to be able to make, you know, make explosive plays in the passing game to make them pay for it.
And then how big, after you get that two-point conversion stop, to be able to get the ball back and be able to finish the game and never give it back to Norfolk State, how big was that for your offense?
It was huge, and it's one of those things that good teams are able to do. You know, you're able to, when you need to close it out, to be able to close it out and not put the defense back out on the field. And I think our guys, you know, at that point, Kenji was running extremely hard in that game, like physical downhill runs. And then we were able to get the ball on the perimeter to really seal the deal for us. And it just adds so much confidence to what we're doing, what our coaches have been coaching and preaching all along.
Before I let you go, you talked a little bit about Villanova and the challenges they present, a team you're very familiar with, but how important now to take this momentum into conference play, especially against a quality opponent like Villanova?
It's critically important. You know, you'd rather go in with the win than a loss. And so we're excited about the prospects of what's in front of us. Villanova's a talented team. The quarterback, Connor Watkins, you know, has a unique skill set. He's got size. He's got a great arm. He can run the football. They have talented receivers. They got good backs. And so, you know, we are just focused on becoming the best version of us, and we'll see what happens after that.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for the time today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Rob.
Right, thank you. All right, take care.
Yeah.
Okay. Jim, for media members on the line, if you have questions,